You're tuned into Certified with Yamkela Kondani, certifying you to live your best life. Welcome to it, and this is episode 3 of Certified with Yamkela Kondani. Thank you so much for joining me. Firstly, I would like to apologize for being MIA on you. That has been because life has been happening, and it just kept on happening and spiraling out of control. But I am back right now, and I will be releasing quite a number of episodes because, as you all know, at this point in time, we're going through a really tough time as the globe because we are experiencing COVID-19, coronavirus. The outbreak has been insane. The deaths are escalating. People are dying. People are being infected, and it is just not a joke anymore. South Africa is currently on lockdown. This is day 2 as I am recording this. So I am planning to use this time to utilize it greatly and record episodes that gonna help you advance your EQs and keep you entertained in the same time, because we are looking for forms of entertainment as we are locked inside our houses and our movements are quite limited. So I hope you find these interesting over the next 3 weeks. As you can tell from today's episode, the book that we're going to be dealing with is called Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, and this is a finance book. So we're talking money. I feel like it is a good time to be speaking money right now because guess what? It is locked up in your bank account and there's not much you can do with it. The silver lining out of this, I thought to myself, I'm just going to spend money on groceries for the month and I won't be able to touch my money again because I'm not planning to go anywhere for the next 3 weeks. So it's good time to make budgets and decide how you want to spend your money, how you want to invest your money. So basically, I won't get into much detail of the financial stuff and the technical stuff of this book, but I will take you guys through the lessons and the way of thinking that Robert Kiyosaki is on, so that I evoke a way of thinking for you on how to manage your finances better. And if you find this interesting, you can go find this book. It's literally available almost everywhere, but I will try to link the places where you can get it on the comment section of this podcast, and you can just find the links there. Thank you. And if you haven't joined in on any platform, if you're on Spotify, Apple Podcast, radio, what's the name of that platform? But yeah, just subscribe. Make sure you don't miss any of these great episodes coming your way. And let's get right into the book. I will explain the name of the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. So Robert found himself growing up having two dads, and this is his biological dad and his friend's dad. The friend's name was Mike. So his dad had a PhD across universities, and he was a well-educated man, well-respected, with a solid job and an income that could sustain them and allow them to stay in a suburb area and go to good schools. But these schools had really rich kids because the people who were staying in this area were bankers, entrepreneurs, big business people and investors. So the kids were filthy rich. And Robert found himself as a side piece on the side there playing on his own because these kids were like, we're rich. You ain't got no new BMX, so you can't be playing with us. So it was that kind of a situation. So he felt left out. So he decided to ask his dad how to become rich because he wanted to fit in with the other kids at school. And the answer that you got from his biological father was that study hard, find a good company to work for, and you're going to be sorted. And then in this process and in this mix, Robert had a friend called Mike, and he happened to ask Mike's dad the same question on how to become rich, and the answer was totally different. And he then was struggling because he was a 9-year-old boy, so he was trying to balance these two opinions and these two ways of thinking from these two dads, and he decided to fall into the side of his friend's dad, which is now referred to as Rich Dad. But at that point, he was not rich. He was just in business, striving, pushing to become wealthy. So that is what the name is about. So the two dads are his biological father and his friend's father. That's where the name and the concept came from. So they both carry two different opinions about money, and that's what we're trying to get to today. We're trying to change your opinion and the way that you view money. So I will discuss five big ideas that Robert Kiyosaki speaks about in this book, and these are very, very much key. So the first one is, the poor and the middle class work for money. The rich have money work for them. Ooh, preach. This is a very powerful message. So basically, we wake up every day, 9 to 5, we go to the job, we want to make money and we want to pay our bills. And once the month ends, we get our money, pay our bills, stay afloat onto the next month. Especially, it gets worse when people don't actually enjoy their jobs. They become miserable and they're constantly waking up to work for money. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but the problem starts when you're trapped in the red race, where now you're just staying afloat, you're just surviving, but you're barely making it. That's when the issue really starts. And then I will speak about this a little deeper when we speak about the lessons that this book has as the chapters. So if you feel like this is something that you can relate to, you can just reply with the voice message on whatever platform that you're listening to. Tell me what you think about it. Let's share our thoughts, because this is a very powerful statement. I will say it again. It reads, the poor and the middle class works for money. The rich have money work for them. A very good example on this one. If you've ever been to Camps Bay at 11 a.m. on a Wednesday morning, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. The second big idea is that it's not how much money you make that matters. It's how much money you keep. So basically, you could be making an example of 10,000 rands a month, but if you spend 8,000 of it and only keep 2,000, then there's a little bit of imbalance. In fact, it's not even a little bit of imbalance, there's a lot of imbalance. So Robert Kiyosaki speaks to address this issue. So the third one says, rich people acquire assets, the poor and middle class acquire liabilities that they think are assets. Now, this is really thought-provoking, because once we get into the workforce, I will speak for myself, as I just joined the workforce right now, I thought to myself, God, I really need a car. And when I've just refreshed my memory with this book, because I read it quite years ago, it just reminded me of what matters and what's important, and investing money on assets. Now, on this matter, it doesn't have to be something huge, because we have to start where we are and start with what we have. I feel like I'm going really fast, but of course, this is a podcast. You can always pause and rewind if you feel like you've missed a point. I believe that we should start where we are. I was in a seminar on a workshop for interns last year, and this lady from Sanlam was speaking about having a side hustle. Now, it says that you have your income, but have something that will actually inject cash into your pocket rather than taking cash out of your pocket. So basically, the simple accounting behind assets and liabilities is that assets brings money into your pocket and liabilities take money out of your pocket. And what we need to invest in mostly as people that we forget is to invest into things that actually give us money into our pockets. So you don't just depend on your income that you get from your job, but something else on the side. And this is how you build a balance between your finances and you skip the rat race, because that I almost swear, but I feel like this is a podcast, I can swear that shit is real. The red race is a real thing, and as I'm getting into it and I'm starting to see, I am also thinking that far. I don't want to become trapped in that long, never-ending, tiring race of having to wake up, go to work, pay bills, and just survive. The fourth point is financial aptitude is what you do with money once you make it, how you keep people from taking it from you, and how to keep it longer, and how to make money work for you. The concept is, even if you sleep, so the big question is, what would happen if you stop working today? How long would your money that you have saved, how long would that last you? That is the question that you need to answer in order to see what you need to do differently. How long will that money be there for you and keep you alive and afloat? That is the question that you need to ask yourself when you think about this balance between assets and liabilities. And the fifth one is, the single most powerful asset we all have is our mind, which means if one person can do it, then we can definitely all do it, because the mind is a very, very powerful place and it's a very powerful tool. I believe the mind is one of the strongest things. If you've listened to the past two episodes, you'd see how much I truly believe in the power of the mind. So, looking at these big ideas, I feel like we can now see the concept of this book. So it is, I want to evoke some thoughts within you that will want you to do better. So not all of us now want to be rich. Other people just want to be able to be safe and secure. And this book says that if you're trying to find that in a job, then you are on the right track. There is a quote that I have found. It is literally somewhere in here, and I will give it to you guys later because I can't find it right now. I wrote it down as I was doing my notes. So right now we're going to move into the lessons that Rich Dad Poor Dad as a book has, and these are also the chapters that this book's titles are. Lesson number one, the rich don't work for money. Just let that sink in for a second. The rich don't work for money. So basically, this is the ultimate level of richness. Of course, we are going to have to put on effort and time and money in order to build this sustainable money-making cash cows. So this is the ultimate plan. So what do you think the owner of the company that you work for is doing while you are there 9 to 5? Or if they're already dead, if it's a big company, their kids or their grandkids, I'm sure they're set for life and they don't have to work a day in their life, and that money is working for them. So things that you can do or invest in for you to have money working for you is things like businesses that don't require you to be present, stocks, bonds, mutual fund, real estate, royalties. That's the thinking space that your head needs to be around. Stocks literally is money being made for you. You put in your money and it works for you. It comes back. It makes itself. Basically, that's what Robert Kiyosaki focuses on. And then lesson number two says, why teach financial literacy? This is because in school, we don't really get taught this information. This is the stuff that we have to go find for ourselves and learn for ourselves. And the reality of the matter is we turned to learn the hard way after countless credit cards, credit limits and accounts to be paid, cars, bonds, and we learned the hard way. So the main reason why it is important to teach financial literacy is to build a better understanding and avoiding of the red race and changing the perception about money, because we grew up being told that money is the root of all evil. And if you believe that money is the root of all evil, money will run away from you and you will want to have money for the wrong reasons. You will constantly want a better job to be happier, because you know that you, if you have money, if you have more money, you're gonna be happier. So you're gonna be chasing promotions, you're gonna be chasing raises, you're gonna be chasing better jobs for better money, and you're chasing, what you're chasing is not there. That satisfaction will not be there. And only when you understand financial literacy will you actually be able to reach those goals and understand and be rich. I'm sitting here right now recording this episode, and on my vision board there sits my Range Rover and sits my glass house, and I'm thinking to myself, are the actions that I'm taking today and the ways that I'm spending my money, will that get me there? Those are the questions that we should be asking ourselves. And then lesson number three says, mind your own business. And Robert Kiyosaki means this literally, as in having your own business. It doesn't have to be something big. I had this idea early on the year when I started working that I want to purchase some stock and sell something. I did not know what it was, but I guess once you've read something and once you've understand and took time to watch a topic of discussion, it literally sits with you. It stays with you because your subconscious mind registers everything and it doesn't really leave. Even though you might not actively try to engage with these facts that you've learned, but it is there coiling in the back of your head. I did not end up doing that, which is not really good of me, and it's still something that I'm looking to do. So when the lesson says mind your own business, it means literally. Robert Kiyosaki started out in his basement selling comic books with Mike, and they hired his sister to run the business for them. So their whole focusing on the point of them having to not be there, so their sister would just be there. It was like a library, but it was like a comic book library, so kids paid to get inside and read comic books. And they got these comic books from working at the dad's shop, Mike's dad's shop. So they founded this business, and they were 9 years old, but unfortunately they had to close that business because there were bullies and his sister couldn't handle that on her own. So that is just a small example of minding your own business, using the small income that you have, purchasing some stock and having something that will make money for you outside of your income. And then it looks at lesson number four, which is the history of Texas and the power of corporations. Now, the emphasis on this one is really important. We believe that we say to comfort ourselves, the government should take from the rich to feed the poor. That's what we say, right? We all agree that they should take from the rich and give to the poor. But the truth of the matter is, the government is not taking from the rich. They are taking from the middle class and the poor. These taxes that you pay on your own are very high, and we complain about them a lot. They're ridiculous. That's because you have no corporations backing you up. These big companies can avoid tax. They do not evade it, but they can avoid it by doing some charity work and having laws and corporations to protect them against being taxed ridiculous amounts. So they are kind of safe from tax, as long as they perform certain things and pay lawyers and accountants to deal with their books, they're good. The government is taking from the middle class. That's what they're taking for. Like, the taxes are ridiculous. I'm sure we can all agree on this. So lesson number four looks at how these taxes were formed, how they actually work. It is a really good chapter. I learned a lot from that chapter. So if you happen to get your hands on this book and you don't feel like reading the whole thing, if there's anything that you have to take out of it, is that, because it actually makes you want to become rich, because you realize these people are safe up there. If I make 100,000 rands, my tax can go up to 34,000 rands. That's in South Africa. I'm not sure about other countries, but in South Africa it can get up to that much. So they're literally taking this money that I've worked so hard for. And finally, to close it off, that quote that I promised you says, thinking that a job makes you secure is lying to yourself. Ooh, that is some really, really serious stuff. I really hope that you guys are thinking outside of the box when it comes to money and how you can actually escape the red race. I really hope that you are inspired to go find this book and read it and understand it even further, because this is literally just a scratch on the surface of the book. It's really just, I'm not diving in, I'm literally just floating on the cool waters, but it gets deeper, and he shows you how he did this, how he went across collecting this information. So what I'm leaving you with today is the two perspectives of rich dad and poor dad. So poor dad says, study hard, get a good company to work for. Rich dad says, study hard, find a good company to buy. Poor dad says, the reason I'm not rich is because I have kids. And a rich dad says, the reason why I must get rich is because I have kids. And then rich dad goes on to say, don't take risks when it comes to money. Rich dad says, learn to manage risks. Poor dad says, I can't afford that. And rich dad says, how can I afford that? Now, if you look at these two ways of thinking, you see a huge difference, and I want you to observe and analyze which side are you on and how can you do better. I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode. I had fun recording it, and if you have anything in specific that you'd like me to speak about, a topic of discussion, a book you might have come across, you can recommend it to me or suggest that I go through it and discuss it on the next episode. So you can send me an email on ygondani@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram, yamgela_q, Twitter, yamgela_q. My WhatsApp number is 064. I'm just kidding, I'm not going to disclose that. Please guys, stay safe, stay indoors. Don't go out there trying to contract coronavirus and spreading it. It is a very critical time. And thank you so much for tuning in. See you again on the next episode of Certified with Yamgela Gondani.
You are now certified.
Now go out there, spread your wings, and live your best life.